can all identify with sickness and suffering, whether we're walking in the world or walking in the way of Yahuwah. Coming into the covenant does not make us immune to getting sick. In fact, as we see in the case of Job, sometimes it's the enemy launching his attack on us simply to get us to lose our faith and turn away from our loving Father, Yahuwah. Even the Messiah suffered illness according to Isaiah or Yeshayahu 53. At the launch of his ministry, Messiah prophesied, "No doubt you shall say this proverb to me, Physician, heal thyself." What an irony! The great physician himself would need healing? And this was simply because he himself bore our sicknesses and carried our pains just as he bore our sins. Understand how profound this is. Now, do you believe that Yahushua, whose name means Yahuwah is our deliverer, nailed our sins to the stake when he died 2,000 years ago? Most people who come into the faith accept this free gift of deliverance. But did you know that he also bore our illnesses and our pains and healed them? That's right. He not only put away sins, he also healed our illnesses. That's why the scripture says, "By his stripes we are healed." Knowing this promise, all we need to do is to walk in faith and not by sight, and remember that the great physician has already healed you. Now the question is, how do we unlock this healing in our lives and the lives of others? The scripture reveals three keys to good health: the seal of the Spirit, the Torah of life, and a healthy heart. I am Yahudyahu, and we'll explore these critical keys in this week's edition of Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way. Yahuwah has given us three keys to unlock the door to abundant living and good health. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines good health as freedom from physical disease or pain, the general condition of the body, thriving or doing well, or being sound in body, mind, and spirit. Interestingly, the Torah commands us to love Yahuwah with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. It is important to note how the act of loving our Creator with our entire being is linked with good health, with wholeness, with abundant living. Messiah said he came so that we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. The first key is the seal of the Spirit. I once had a guard ring that I bought when I believed that I was being targeted by evil forces. At the time, I was not walking in the ways of Yahuwah. I was walking in the ways of the world, and I was fighting evil with evil. But the scripture says that we should overcome evil with good. I clearly remember the day when I was sitting alone on the roof of a tall building at my college, and I was studying for my class, and all of a sudden, the Ruach of Yahuwah came upon me and told me to get rid of that ring. I immediately obeyed, and from that very day, my life has never been the same again. At the time, I was suffering stomach ulcers, and that was happening to me for about a year after suffering terrible salmonella poisoning. As the Ruach of Yahuwah started to draw me closer to him, my heart, mind, body, and soul began to undergo transformation, and my body was made whole. I learned to lay hands upon myself and pray away the pain. My stomach ulcers, for which I had been taking meds but not seen healing, left for good. This was the first sign that I was receiving the seal of the Spirit of Yahuwah. Now I know that the seal of the Spirit is my true guard, not a ring of divination. And I will never own another guard ring in my life again, because Yahuwah is my guard. I know that sickness has no dominion over a child of the Most High Yah. If we are walking with the seal of the set apart Spirit, we already have the power to endure and overcome. When you're sealed, your body belongs to Yahuwah. It is Yahuwah who now has dominion over your body, not sin, not sickness, not death. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Do you not know that your body is a dwelling place of the set apart Spirit who is within you, which you have from Elohim, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, esteem Elohim with your body and in your spirit, which are of Elohim." The second key is the Torah of life. After I threw away my guard ring, I began to feel the power of the indwelling of the set apart Spirit, and major things started to happen in my life. The Ruach then began to lead me to people who were seeking Him through His Word. I started to attend worship services with family and friends. I started to study His Word. I started to pray, and I got rid of all my worldly music and indecent clothing. Instead of partying all weekend, I was in worship services all weekend. I was going to a Sabbath keeping assembly on Saturdays, then I was going to a Sunday keeping assembly the next day. I also studied scripture with other women during the week. This is when my body really began to experience better health, when I was being washed by the Word. Ephesians 5 verse 25 to 26 tells us that our Messiah loves His assembly and gave Himself for it in order to set it apart and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. Apart from getting the guard ring, which Yahuwah moved me to throw away, I had also gotten a bath of herbs. Trust me, there was no cleansing or protection in that herbal bath. That only led me deeper and deeper into sin and sickness. However, when I got the real bath from heaven, I became lighter. I was set free from the darkness that had been ruining my life. There is health in the Torah. Proverbs 3:1 says, "My son, do not forget my Torah, and let your heart watch over my commands." Verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahuwah and turn away from evil." The truth is, before Yahuwah saved me, I had no discernment of what was good or evil. That didn't even matter. I thought that the guard ring and the bath were going to protect me from evil forces that were wreaking havoc in my life. Believing the enemy's lie proved almost fatal. I struggled with sickness almost every day. In fact, I could not keep food down and I lost so much weight. My soul was certainly not prospering. But Proverbs 3:8 reminds us that the Torah of Yahuwah is healing to your navel and moistening to your bones. That's what I experienced as my body healed more and more as I got deeper and deeper into the Word. Proverbs 4:20-23 says, "We should guard Yahuwah's words and listen to them. Guard them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the sources of life." So, as I was experiencing this transformation, a fire began to burn inside of me for life with Yahuwah. One day, He asked me, "How long are you going to keep hopping between two opinions?" He revealed to me that Sunday is not the Sabbath, and I needed to make a choice. So I chose obedience. I chose the seventh day Sabbath, the same one Messiah kept when He walked this earth. The third key is a healthy heart. Another thing I noticed while I was going through my transformation was how my heart was being set free from bitterness of past hurt from wrong relationships and abuse. Like I said, I was fighting fire with fire. So when people hurt me, all I wanted to do was to hurt them back. While I did not try to harm them physically, my tactic was to hurt them emotionally, and that was very wrong. When Yahuwah found me, I no longer had the desire to seek revenge against those who had harmed me in the past. Instead, my focus shifted on the word, and this brought healing to a bruised and battered heart. Proverbs 14:30 says, "A healthy heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones." I was living that rottenness until I found Yahushua. But when he came into my life, I was no longer green with envy for the other women who seemed to be competing with me for my partner. I no longer felt the need to use sorcery to protect myself from their witchcraft. I regret that I did not know better before, because I could have saved myself a lot of hurt and pain and a whole lot of money. Sorcerers charge a hefty fee for their services, but deliverance from Yahuwah is free. After I got delivered, I could focus my energies on worshiping Yahuwah rather than worshiping the man I wanted to be, mine and only mine. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A rejoicing heart causes good healing." And Psalm 119:80 says, "Let my heart be perfect in your laws, so that I am not put to shame." For as long as I walk in the ways of Yahuwah, I will not be put to shame. Weeping may endure for the night, but for sure, my joy will come in the morning. My medicine has been the word of Yahuwah. However, we need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Obedience to Yahuwah is good for our well-being. Moshe told the children of Yahuwah in Deuteronomy 32:46-47, "Take to heart all these words I witness among you today, so that you may command your children to carefully follow all the words of this law. For they are not idle words to you, because they are your life, and by them you will live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess." Yaakov, the father of the 12 tribes, was reported to be in good health even during the famine. Yosef inquired of his brothers about the health of his father, and they told him that he was in shalom, that is, a state of peace and good health. And this is according to Genesis Bereshith 43:28. Exodus 15:26 says, "If you listen carefully to the voice of Yahuwah, your Elohim, and do what is right in his sight, and pay attention to his commands, and keep all his statutes, then I will not bring on you any of the diseases I inflicted on the Egyptians. For I am Yahuwah who heals you. I am Yahuwah Rapha." So, why do good people suffer and get sick? Firstly, Messiah says, "There is no one good, no, not one, only Yahuwah." However, those who are in Messiah do suffer at times, but never without a purpose. In my case, my suffering led to my deliverance so that I could experience who Yahuwah Rapha truly is. So the thing is, you have to know what sickness is to experience Yahuwah's healing power, to experience the Almighty as Yahuwah Rapha. We can know of his name, but only experience the essence of it when he moves as the great I am in our life. In this case, he moves as I am Yahuwah who heals you, Yahuwah Rapha. However, some illnesses are caused by disobedience, and Deuteronomy 28 clearly warns that being plagued by the boils of Egypt may be one of the consequences of sin when it comes from Yahuwah. We see in Exodus 9:8-11 that the boils of Egypt was the sixth plague. These boils were even on the magicians, the sorcerers, just as they were on all Egyptians. But the children of Yahuwah did not suffer these boils. As a reminder not to fall back into the ways of the Egyptians, representing the ways of the world, Deuteronomy 28 verses 27 and 35 warn us, Yahuwah will afflict you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors and scabs and itch, from which you cannot be cured. Yahuwah will afflict you with painful, incurable boils on your knees and thighs, and from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. There are some people who presume that when a believer falls ill, it is because they are sinning against Yahuwah or have lost their faith. This is not necessarily true. The story of Job and his friends reminds us that it is important not to rush to judgment when we see a brother or sister falling ill. Job suffered a direct attack from the enemy. Satan didn't like the fact that Job worshipped Yahuwah and that Yahuwah could actually brag about him. So he wanted Job to join him in a lake of fire and brimstone. He wanted Job to lose his spiritual covering. Job 2:7 says, So Satan went out from the presence of Yahuwah and infected Job with terrible boils from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Now, Job would have likely known the association between the boils and the curses, as written in Deuteronomy 28. In fact, his wife told him to curse Yahuwah and die. Thankfully, though, Job did not listen, and his story ended in triumph. Job 42:17 says, And so Job died, old and full of years. There is no mention of Job's physical healing because the focus was never on his physical health. It was on his spiritual prosperity. Job 42 makes it clear that his spiritual prosperity increased after this time of trial and tribulation. The boils of Egypt come up again in Revelation 16:2. And the people who receive the mark of the beast are afflicted as a punishment from Yahuwah. It says, So the first messenger went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and loathsome malignant sores broke out on those who had the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. This scripture reinforces a very important principle. Worshipping Yahuwah brings healing, restoration, and eternal life, while worshipping idols brings sickness, death, and eternal damnation. Psalm 107:20 says, He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them from the pit. Many have been healed by the word made flesh, and during Messiah's ministry, many were made whole. Messiah ran the best free clinic in the world. Many people flocked to him for healing during the 3.5 years of his earthly ministry. But today, he is still moving by his spirit to miraculously heal many across the world. Mark 6:54-56 says, The people recognized Yahushua and ran through the whole region, carrying the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, villages and towns and countrysides, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him just to let them touch the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. To be healed generally means to be restored to good health, but when Messiah heals, he does not only cure illness, he heals the entire being. This is why the scripture says he made many whole. Beyond that, he even raised the dead. Only the great physician can restore life to a dead body. To Messiah's chosen, death is merely like sleep. Matthew 9:18-26 says, A synagogue leader came and knelt before him. My daughter has just died, he said, but come and place your hand on her. She will live. So Yahushua got up and went with him, along with his taught ones. Suddenly, a woman who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. She said to herself, If only I touch his cloak, I will be healed. Yahushua turned and saw her. Take courage, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. The woman was cured from that very hour. When Yahushua entered the house of the synagogue leader, he saw the flute players and a noisy crowd. "Go away," he told them. "The girl is not dead, but asleep." And they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, Yahushua went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. And the news about this spread throughout the region. Why did people ask to touch the hem of Messiah's garment? Well, according to the Torah that Yahuwah gave to Moshe, the garments we wear should be fringed with tassels. This commandment is set out in Numbers 15:37-40. The purpose is clear. These will serve as tassels for you to look at, so that you may remember all the commandments of Yahuwah, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by following your own heart and your own eyes. Then you will remember and obey all my commandments, and you will be set apart to your Elohim. So Messiah's garments reminded the people who looked upon the tassels that healing comes with obedience to the Torah, but sickness comes with disobedience. It is a general principle set forth in the law, and it explains why Messiah sometimes told those he healed to go and sin no more. However, the Tzitzit also spoke prophetically of the healing power that would come through the Word made flesh, who is Messiah Yahushua. The prophet Malachi spoke of this, as is written in chapter 4, verse 2, which says, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." This was symbolically referring to the hem of Messiah's garment with the fringed tassels or tzitzit. So it is no wonder why the people begged to touch it to be healed. They understood Malachi's prophecy. Messiah's healing ministry is not past tense. He continues to heal to this very day, and he will continue to do so to the end of the age, after which he will put away sin, sickness, and death for good. One of the signs of these end times is pestilences or diseases, but Messiah said that these will be in diverse places, meaning all over the world. These pestilences are coupled with famine, meaning scarcity of food. Survival will depend on clinging to Yahuwah and clinging to the hem of Messiah's garment. Remember the three keys to good health: the seal of the Spirit, the Torah of Yahuwah, and a healthy heart. These three keys will unlock the door to good health. Remember always the promise Yahuwah made to Jeremiah or Yirmiyahu in chapter 30, verse 17. "For I restore health to you and heal you of your wounds," declares Yahuwah. Revelation 21:4 promises that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away. Thank you for joining us for Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way. According to Exodus 15:26, as we learn to stand in the will of the Most High Yah, we also gain victory in His name over sin and spiritual sickness, as Yahuwah Rapha makes us whole. Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, is brought to you by In His Name Messianic Ministries in collaboration with the Assembly of Yahuwah at Sand Hill. Find us on Facebook as well as on the web. Until next time, shalom, be in good health, and stay blessed.